Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They think it was interference, a five-minute major and a game misconduct, but no further supplementary discipline. This was not a hit to the head. It was not an elbow. It was not a charge. It was Tom Wilson passing the puck, not realizing that Reeves was coming, and Reeves taking advantage of the opportunity to lay a big hit on him. The general rule of thumb for the National Hockey League is that anything over half a second after the guy releases the puck is a late hit. Anything 0.6 or more is a really late hit. And that 0.6 threshold is where they really start to look at the possibility of a suspension on something like this. In Reeves' case, it was a little bit over 0.5, but less than 0.6. And so right from the get-go, the five-minute major and the game misconduct was all he was going to get.
Bob McKenzie on NBC telling you why Ryan Reeves wasn't suspended for obliterating Tom Wilson the other night. And it is hard for me to fathom that the NHL Department of Player Safety, which I think is clueless, would have such a scientific way of determining a suspension. There's no way that's true.
I've heard that 0.5, 0.6 thing, the 0.6 threshold brought up before. I just find it funny. So if Ryan Reeves had taken an extra, say, 0.08 of a second to hit Tom Wilson, he would be in much deeper doo-doo than he is. And they would, go, if you have your phone or something, go put on the stopwatch on your phone and try to ascertain, just looking at it, how fast a couple hundredths of a second is, because that's what made the difference here, and realize that Ryan Reeves had zero control over whether he hit him at 0.52 or 0.61. What an absurdist way to go about things for such a ham-fisted league run by a bunch of dopes. Because that's what it is. It's the old boys club running the NHL. The board of governors is all GMs and guys like that. It's not owners. I've said this a million times. If the owners really ran the league, you would have way more initiatives towards player safety because they would want to protect stars and they would want to jack up scoring. Instead, it's run by risk-averse GMs, many of whom, because of kind of the way hockey is, have been coaches who don't want to get fired. And that's what all of this trickles down from. Be that as it may, I would imagine most people, the reaction I saw to that play, by the way, was, well, that's a dirty hit by Reeves. He shouldn't have done it. But I'm having really a lot of trouble getting mad about it. I would put myself in that category.
I loved it.
I mean, I watched Tom Wilson's face, because that was, what, shoulder to shoulder, you'd call it?
Yeah, it wasn't like he headhunted.
No. I watched Tom Wilson go flying and probably watched the image of the stick look like it was getting pulled off screen by a string, like by a puppet master, about 30 times. I watched him go what amounted to face first to the ice multiple times. And I guess this is the lizard brain still being there at 33 years old. I felt absolutely no sympathy for the man. None.
I don't think that it's kind of a knuckle-dragging Neanderthal piece or state of mind to find either satisfaction or delight in watching Wilson get hit like that. I think it's a pragmatic understanding that the NHL doesn't discipline its goons strongly enough. And so when you see the guys that are taking it upon themselves to potentially ruin or diminish guys' career, if the league isn't going to do anything about it, then I want those players held in check by other teams' enforcers. So that's why I was delighted to see Wilson get destroyed by Reeves. If the NHL's not going to suspend him for 40 games, I hope somebody knocks him out for 40 games. If they want the Wild Wild West, well then, okay, so be it. If this is the kind of league you want to promote, well then I hope the guys who, you know, skate around and look for predatory hits kind of face the music and get a piece of their own medicine. I loved it.
So the important word in vigilante justice for you in this case would be the justice part, correct?
Yeah.
I can't really, honestly, man, I can't argue with that. And what I said after Wilson's hit that didn't get any kind of a suspension that looked that was like a drive. It was like the hockey equivalent of a drive-by, the way it actually looked on film. I said this, and I meant it then, and I mean it now, and I don't mean to like I'm calling for it or anything. And Reeves sort of went down the first step of this. But Tom Wilson, when he gets back, will be the same player. He will not be any different. He's going to keep doing what he does. Somebody eventually, who knows, could be Ryan Reeves. He's one of the few guys tough enough to actually intimidate Tom Wilson, maybe. Somebody's going to hit Tom Wilson in such a way, and he's going to fall awkwardly enough, maybe with his helmet flying off or up, in such a way that he's crippled or killed, possibly. I mean that. Like, people say, wow, kill. Ice is hard. You hit your head off of it from a couple feet up hard enough, you can die. It would not surprise me if Tom Wilson's career ended with him like a vegetable. And the NHL is going to have that blood on their hands because one of the few, they actually could move to make Tom Wilson either a safe player or a player no longer in professional hockey.
Yeah.
And they just choose not, they choose path B. They are choosing what you are saying, and I don't really blame you for not feeling bad when that's the choice the league is giving you.
It reminded me of when Juju hit Perfect and stood over him.
Like the shooters get shot?
Yeah, was it the cleanest play? Not by the letter of the law, but you know what? I was excited and I was thrilled to see that guy face down on the turf that night. And that's...
Because you know he wouldn't care if the shoe was on the other foot.
Yeah, that's how I look at this. I mean, we are... The NHL has decided, or through their own like studies and polling of fans and just the way that they've looked at research, they have determined that if they take those types of plays and fighting out of the league, that it's going to affect the sport's popularity and its bottom line. So they live with some of the reckless play like you get from Tom Wilson. They have their commissioner give you unbelievably ignorant statements about the way hockey leads to players who suffer from brain-related injuries and the fallout from that later in life, because they think without those types of plays, their sport becomes a finesse game that is even less popular in the United States than it is now.
Which goes back to the whole, the GMs run the league. And the old boys club does of like the old Canadian mindset, because I think owners in most sports think offense sells. The NFL, offense. NBA, way more offense. Baseball has embraced the home run again and said, screw it, we don't care if the ball isn't in play as much. We want home runs. Only the NHL
says... Well, the GMs have done that because that's what the numbers tell them, but I don't think that that's good for the sport.
Right. You know, then you're getting a backlash like it's gone too far in baseball. My point is, in hockey, they're the only ones that say, no, slogging through the mud is actually good. It's like they're being consulted, by the way, Bettman is, on head injuries by Merrill Hodge or somebody like that. I mean, because you're right, his statements are obscenely ignorant. And they're opening themselves up to more lawsuits,
yep,
by the way, which is the other bottom line thing about this. Here's the weird thing, though, in what you just said. They're expanding to Seattle for a 32nd team, the Sasquatch or whatever they're going to be called.
Right. Star Pucks.
The Seattle, yeah. So you say they've done enough research to say that people still want the things you're talking about, the things we're talking about in the game, and yet I look at it, and it was the last Penguins game or two Penguins games ago. It was noted that only three fights have happened all year. Three Penguins have been in fights. Alexiak's had two of them, and Sheahan's had one.
Yeah.
Fighting is way, way down.
I know, but you know.
But they're clearly getting rid of it or tamping it down, and it doesn't seem to me like it is affecting the sport's popularity when it's gotten so infrequent now that people are genuinely surprised when one breaks out.
But you've been doing this long enough where you know, during the grind of the NHL regular season, the things that tend to get the most reaction from fans are the physical type incidents that we're talking about.
I know
where a guy gets hit by, blindside hit, dirty play. What's the suspension? What's the punishment?
Yes.
Should there be retribution? Should there be a fight? I mean, those things seem to be, in a long season, issues that the casual fan
is passionate.
Yes.
Is passionate about. Yeah. Well, I would apply that to every sport. I mean, the perfect Juju hit was the A1 story. Well, no, that was actually – was that the Shazier game? I think, so that was the A1 story. Had it not happened, had Shazier not gotten hurt, the perfect Juju hit would have been the A1 story, and it still got a lot of ink, honestly. But I noticed that – let me put it this way. Here's how I would classify hockey. if you and I come on the air and do a passionate sort of discussion about actual football that's being played or a football-related thing, I feel like we're going to get a lot of people passionately responding to that. If we were to talk about the Pirates in a very passionate manner, maybe something that happened in the game, although baseball's not immune to this, if there's somebody throwing high and tight, it gets people riled up the same way,
does.
Same grind of a season.
The Joe Musgrove slide,
correct.
Rizzo did.
But if there's a base, but if there's a he should have gone to so and such pitcher, we will still get a decent reaction in like mid-May about
that.
The
team's relevant, you're right.
The team's relevant. In hockey, though, sometimes, maybe it's because the Penguins have had such overwhelming success, people are spoiled. In a, you know, game 27 of the year, if the team is cruising along, the only thing that I reliably know as a talk show host I can get people up in a huff about is if there was a hit in the game that was considered dirty, there was a physical incident that was that set people off. I don't know what it is either. I think this is a fairly knowledgeable hockey town, but it's like the lizard part of your brain dominates in the doldrums part of the year.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. So maybe you're right. Maybe hockey's GMs, hockey's brain trust, the people that run the NHL know that at the bottom line, they have a very long season, an interminable season for many fans, almost worse if you know your team is good than if you know your team is bad, because you know you're going to be in the playoffs.
Ryan Reeves was a popular player here.
Because he hit people.
He barely
and he
played.
Fought.
He got standing ovations, and the fans felt like he got railroaded and were ticked off
GM,
when he got traded.
The GM brought him in when nobody actually on the team seemed to think they needed him.
Right. They won two Stanley Cups without that type of player.
The coach was one of the only guys that seemed to have like his head on straight, that they didn't have to have Ryan Reeves around. But I can tell you this. My wife is a hockey fan before she's a fan of any other sport, and when he would start laying waste to somebody, she would get fired up. Alex is not, she's a caretaker. She's a nurse by profession, and she loved watching Ryan Reeves mess somebody's day up if she thought they had it coming.
Yeah. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.